One day Pope Pius IX was taking people through a tour of the Vatican, and they came across the Pietà, and they asked the Holy Father, "Is this the greatest treasure in the Vatican?" And the Pope said, "No." Then they went to the Sistine Chapel, and they looked up to the roof of the Sistine Chapel and to the Final Judgment, and they said, "Surely, this must be the greatest treasure in the Vatican." And again the Pope said, "No." And then they said, "Well, Holy Father, what is it?" And he reached into his pocket, pulled out a simple rosary, and said, "This is the greatest treasure in the Vatican, the Holy Rosary." Our Blessed Mother told St. Dominic that one day she would lead the world to Christ through the rosary and the brown scapular. Our Lady told us at Fatima in 1917 to say the rosary every day for peace in the world. St. Francis de Sales said that the greatest method of praying is to pray the Holy Rosary. St. Alphonsus Liguori, doctor of the Church, says something very powerful. He says, "Those who say the rosary every day and who wear the brown scapular and who do a little more will go straight to heaven." Isn't that great news? Pope Pius IX said, "Among all the devotions approved by the Church, none has been favored by so many miracles as devotion to the Holy Rosary." See, the Rosary is pure prayer, so it brings about conversions, returns to sacraments, and miracles of grace. Pope Pius X said an astonishing thing. He said, "If there were 1 million families who could pray the family Rosary every day, the entire world would be saved." See, doesn't sound that hard, does it? Just to get 1 million families to pray the rosary every day. Pope Pius XII said, "There is no surer means of calling down God's blessings upon the family than the daily recitation of the rosary." He also said, "We put confidence in the Holy Rosary for the healing of evils which afflict our times." So what are these evils that afflict our times? Abortion, all the immorality, just read the newspapers and you see the evils that afflict our society. Well, what is the answer to that? The answer is prayer, especially the Holy Rosary. Pope John the 23rd said that the Rosary is a school for learning true Christian perfection. See, the Rosary has been called a catechism. The Rosary can teach a person the Catholic faith. It's a pocket catechism. It's also a pocket New Testament, as it takes us through the entire life of Christ, from the time he was conceived in his mother's womb by the power of the Holy Spirit at the Annunciation, all the way through the joyful, luminous, sorrowful mysteries of his life, through the glorious mysteries, his resurrection into heaven, the whole life of Christ. So the Rosary is a pocket New Testament and a pocket catechism. Bishop Boyle from Ireland said something, again, very powerful. He said, "No one can continually live in sin and continue to pray the rosary. Either he will give up sin or he'll give up praying the rosary." See, sin and true prayer cannot coexist for long. One will drive the other one out. Bishop Boyle also said, "Those who say the rosary frequently and fervently will grow in grace and holiness and enjoy the special protection of Our Lady and the abiding friendship of God." And the great Father Patrick Peyton said, "The family that prays together stays together." He also promised that if families give Our Lady 15 minutes a day by reciting the rosary, I assure them that their homes will become peaceful places through the grace of God. So as you know, the rosary is the prayer of the mind, the prayer of the lips, the prayer of the heart, and the prayer of the hand. When we say the rosary, we meditate with our mind. We try to picture the scene, the agony in the garden, the scourging at the pillar, the baptism of the Lord, the wedding feast of Cana. So we try to picture these events with the mind. So the rosary first is it's a prayer of the intellect, a prayer of the mind, of trying to imagine these different scenes in the life of the Lord. But it's also the prayer of the lips, because we say those beautiful prayers, the Our Father, the greatest prayer, the Hail Mary, the second greatest prayer. We say these prayers with our lips. But then the rosary also needs to be the prayer of the heart. We can't just pray with our mind and lips. We have to pray with our heart as well, to feel those emotions that Our Lady felt. And when you meditate upon the joyful mysteries, ask Mary, Mary, what was it like? What did it feel like to have the angel present to you that you will be the Mother of God? Or Mary, what was it like to travel to see Elizabeth over the hill country? Mary, what was it like to give birth to Christ in Bethlehem? So in the joyful mysteries, you ask Mary, what was it like? In the sorrowful mysteries, you ask Jesus, Jesus, what was it like to go through the agony? What was it like to be scourged, to be crowned with thorns, to carry the cross, to be crucified? Jesus, what was it like? How did it feel? And then you try to take those emotions upon yourself. And then the glorious mysteries, early church, what was it like? Early Christians, how did it feel to see Jesus resurrected and raised from the dead and ascending into heaven, to have the Holy Spirit come upon you? So that's how we can gain more benefit from the rosary, is to try to pray the rosary with the heart. And then also, it's the prayer of the hand, because the beads pass through our fingers. So it's a prayer of the mind, the lips, the heart, and the hand. And when we pray that rosary, the stress of the day goes out through those beads. So it's beneficial to hold the rosary, to keep it in your hand. You never saw Mother Teresa without the rosary. So that rosary was in her hand when she was walking through the street, and that holding the rosary in the hand can reduce stress, because that stress can go out our hands into those beads. So what a wonderful prayer this is, spiritually, emotionally, and it could bring about great miracles for us and for the whole world. So I give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Dominic, to whom Our Lady manifested the Holy Rosary many centuries ago. And you can venerate the relic after Mass. In the intercession of St. Dominic, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.